And here's Potts, Potts to Lynch, to Willoughby, to Samoes. Samoes turns on a sixpence there and gets the ball out to his right hand side to Senior. Senior a ball down the line. But again, it's like a spring, isn't it? It's like a coil, what FC United do when they get the ball. Here's Samoes now to Senior. The pass isn't the best back from Samoes, but Senior does well and gets it to Willoughby. Willoughby could turn. Willoughby gets it to Senior, he's on the overlap. Senior now looking to get it to the byline, crosses the ball in. It's tricky to deal with for Bartlett, but good goalkeeping from York's number one.
He had to hold on to that. It kind of skimmed up into his hands, and you know, there's plenty of blue shirts around to pounce. But
well, Bartlett looking to launch, and that's a beast of a clearance, isn't it? High in the air, the ball goes. Borough doesn't get to it, but the ball's going to break to the number 10. Alexson saves it, and Route 1 stuff there from York City. And the goal was scored by Alex Harris, and for once Burrow wasn't actually he didn't win the flick on at all, did he?
He
just missed it.
He was out of place. He missed it. The bounce fell fortunately for York. I thought Allinson did absolutely fantastic saving the first one. But
you're gonna Neil Reynolds is gonna be sick as a dog, isn't he, after that? That's
It is. It's a hard one to say, you know, that is just absolutely Route 1. High in the air from the keeper. Very disappointing, especially how well FC have applied themselves to this game.
35 minutes on the clock here. York have gone 1-0 up. But Paul, tell us the possession for FC United.
It's 71% at the moment.
Ridiculous.
It's 4 goal attempts on target to 3. FC have had far more of the game, but find themselves a goal down.
I know, like we said, it was such a beast of a clearance from the York goalkeeper. And well, there you go. Corner to York. 6 minutes left to play. It's going to be Griffiths to take it from the left-hand side. It's going to be an in-swing on his right foot. In it comes. It's a dangerous ball, that. And, appeals for a penalty. And the referee's given it. The referee's given a penalty. A push in the back there on Digi as he was rising for that ball. Interesting to see it back in replay, but
who do you think the guilty party was?
I wouldn't like to say. It was. There was a lot of bodies there, but it's a penalty to York, and if they score this, I think that's probably it, isn't it? And it's Lynch.
It's Lynch. Lynch has been booked for that.
Well, Allinson, of course, saved his last penalty in the Manchester Premier Cup against Mosley, but you do feel if York score this, that's probably good night from Beaver Crescent. Got 5 minutes left to play. It's Burrow to take this. What can he do? He steps up, slots it to the right hand side of Allinson. 2-0, 5 minutes left to play, and it's a long goal back here, isn't it, Emily?
Yeah, it certainly is. And I think, you know, this second half it set up differently to the first, and you know, we weren't able to capitalise in with the possession that we had and how well we played in that first half. York City came out and seemed to just press a little bit higher up the field, injected a lot more pace in the right areas, and FC haven't really done enough in this second half for me. They've had spells and moments, but it's not been consistent like it was in the first half. The first half they just looked so fluid working together. Now they seem to have struggled to find the forwards, and you know, it's a very difficult position to be in now.